Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldai, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Nun Hey, the second parak Ish Mekadesh. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: one, was stated in the Mishnah, Behemah Shenimtzeis Mirushalayim LeMigdal Eder, an animal fit for a carbon which was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, meaning near Beis Lechem, or within that range in any direction, we suspect it came from Yerushalayim, where most animals are carbonous. Because it's unknown what carbon it may be, the Mishnah says, Zecharim olos, males are treated as olos, nekevos zivchei shlomi, but females, which are unfit for olos, are treated as shlomi. The Gemara asks that a male may also be a shlomim, and Rabbi Yoshi explains that the animal is not sacrificed, but v'aluchub b'demein maskin. We are discussing one who's coming to obligate himself in their value and redeem them. He brings money for each possibility of the animal's status and redeems the animal with the money. The Mishnah means that males may also be olos, but the possibility of shlomim is also accommodated. Later, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and does not allow one to intentionally remove Kedusha from a valid carbon. Instead, he explains that one waits until the animal develops a mum and transfers its Kedusha to other animals. The Gemara will address other possible karbanas the animals may be. Point number two, this explanation is challenged. Are Kedushas a guf mimischalo? Can physical sanctity such as that of a carbon be deconsecrated? But a Mishnah teaches a mola achar moel b'mukdashim. One cannot commit me'ila after me'ila because the item becomes chulin from the first me'ila, el b'behema u'b'kli sharz b'ovad, except for animals designated as karbanas and vessels of temple service. These items, whose Kedusha is Kedushas a guf, remain hektish even after me'ila. For example, if several people successively ride a carbon or drink from a goblet designated for avodah, all of them are liable for me'ila since they do not become chulin. How then can one redeem an unblemished carbon with money? The Gemara answers the Mishnah discussing me'ila, which by definition is unintentional, follows Rabbi Yehuda's view that unintentional usage of hektish makes it chulin. The Mishnah on the found animal discusses someone intentionally deconsecrating hektish, following Rabbi Meir's view. Although Rabbi Yehuda's statement demonstrates that items of physical kedusha cannot be deconsecrated, the Gemara explains here he intends to take the hektish out to a state of chulin, and intentional deconsecration is effective even for kedushas aguf. And point number three, the Gemara asks about the possibility that the female animal which was found may be a chattas, and answers that a chattas is only valid within its first year, and the Mishnah discusses an animal found in its second year. Although it may be a chattas shavashnasa, a chattas whose year has passed and is invalid for offering, such a case is uncommon. The Gemara asks, what would be done with a female animal which is found within its first year? In a brisa, Hanani ben Chachinai taught that a she-goat within its first year is a chattas. The Gemara objects that it cannot possibly be brought as a chattas, since it may also be a shlamim whose blood is offered differently than a chattas's. It can also not be redeemed using multiple animals to stipulate for each possibility, as mentioned before, because a chattas cannot be brought voluntarily. Rather, Abai explains, k'chattas. Chananya means it's treated like a chattas which cannot be offered. It's brought into a chamber and dies on its own. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, it was stated in the Mishnah, Behema shenimtzeis mirushalayim u'migdal eder, an animal fit for a carbon, which was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is near Beis Lechem, or within that range in any direction, we suspect it came from Yerushalayim, where most animals are carbonas. Because it's unknown what carbon it may be, the Mishnah says, Zecharim olos, males are treated as olos, nekevos zivchei shlomi, but females, which are unfit for olos, are treated as shlomi. The Gemara asks that a male may also be a shlamim, and Rabbi Yoshi explains that the animal is not sacrificed, but v'aluchub b'demein maskin. We are discussing one who's coming to obligate himself in their value and redeem them. He brings money for each possibility of the animal's status and redeems the animal with the money. The Mishnah means that males may also be olos, but the possibility of shlamim is also accommodated. Later, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and does not allow one to intentionally remove Kedusha from a valid carbon. Instead, he explains that one waits until the animal develops a mum and transfers its Kedusha to other animals. The Gemara will address other possible karbanas the animals may be. Point number two, this explanation is challenged. Are Kedushas a guf mimischalo? Can physical sanctity such as that of a carbon be deconsecrated? But a Mishnah teaches a mola achar moel b'mukdashim. One cannot commit me'ila after me'ila because the item becomes chulin from the first me'ila, el b'behema u'b'kli sharz b'ovad, except for animals designated as karbanas and vessels of temple service. These items, whose Kedusha is Kedushas a guf, remain hektish even after me'ila. For example, if several people successively ride a carbon or drink from a goblet designated for avodah, all of them are liable for me'ila since they do not become chulin. How then can one redeem an unblemished carbon with money? The Gemara answers the Mishnah discussing me'ila, which by definition is unintentional, follows Rabbi Yehuda's view that unintentional usage of hektish makes it chulin. The Mishnah on the found animal discusses someone intentionally deconsecrating hektish, following Rabbi Meir's view. Although Rabbi Yehuda's statement demonstrates that items of physical kedusha cannot be deconsecrated, the Gemara explains here he intends to take the hekdesh out to a state of chulin, and intentional deconsecration is effective even for kedushas aguf. And point number three, the Gemara asks about the possibility that the female animal which was found may be a chatas, and answers that a chatas is only valid within its first year, and the Mishnah discusses an animal found in its second year. Although it may be a chatas shavishnasa, a chatas whose year has passed and is invalid for offering, such a case is uncommon. The Gemara asks, what would be done with a female animal which is found within its first year? In a brisa, Hanani ben Chachinai taught that a she-goat within its first year is a chatas. The Gemara objects that it cannot possibly be brought as a chatas, since it may also be a shlamim, whose blood is offered differently than a chatas's. It can also not be redeemed using multiple animals to stipulate for each possibility, as mentioned before, because a chatas cannot be brought voluntarily. Rather, Abai explains, k'chatas. Hananya means it's treated like a chatas which cannot be offered. It's brought into a chamber and dies on its own. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Hey, and way back in Maseches Brachas, we had a Choose the Siman contest where people had the opportunity to suggest Simanim, and the winners for Daf Nun Hey were Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn and Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. They both suggested that Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hekdesh and committing Me'ilah after Me'ilah, who determined that since it was a female goat within its first year, it is treated like a chatas which cannot be offered and is brought into a chamber to die on its own. Once again, in slow motion. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign, that must be on Daf Nun Hey, speed limit sign of 55. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah that if an animal that was fit for a carbon which was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is near Beis Lechem, or within that range in any direction, we suspect it came from Yerushalayim, where most animals are carbonous. Because it's unknown what carbon it may be, the Mishnah says, Zecharim olos, males are treated as olos, nekevos zivrei shlamim, but females, which are unfit for olos, are treated as shlamim. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hekdesh and committing Me'ilah after Me'ilah, which reminds the Gemara teaches that one cannot commit Me'ilah after Me'ilah because the item becomes chulin from the first Me'ilah, except for behemoths designated as korbanos and klesharis. These items whose kedusha is kedushas aguf remain hekdesh even after Me'ilah. For example, if several people successively drink from a goblet designated for avoda, all of them are liable for Me'ilah since it does not become chulin. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hekdesh and committing Me'ilah after Me'ilah, who determined that since it was a female goat within its first year, it's treated like a chatas which cannot be offered and is brought into a chamber to die on its own, which reminds us, Abai explains that Hanani ben Chachinai taught that a she-goat found within its first year is treated like a chatas which cannot be offered. It's brought into a chamber and dies on its own. So once again, the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hekdesh and committing Me'ilah after Me'ilah, who determined that since it was a female goat within its first year, it is treated like a chatas which cannot be offered and is brought into a chamber to die on its own. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazar. Dafnin Olive. So the simmer Dafnin Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, that must be one Daf Nun Olive. Gnaw, beavers gnaw. The strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, which reminds us that one of the exceptions to the rule of kol she'enu b'zeh achazeh afilu b'basar chazeh is miser, since one can declare a half of each grain miser. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, which reminds us that we hold like a bai that kedushin she'en musrun labia, such as marrying one of two sisters, the kedushin is valid. So the strange man in the diamond-studded beaver pelt hat, who declared half of each kernel miser in 20% of his grain, was so delighted when he got the news by the beaver dam that his kedushin to one of two sisters was valid, that he accepted kedushin for one of his two daughters, intending his younger one, because he did not want to abandon the kedushin money. nor the mitzvah, which reminds us, if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume that it's the minor daughter, not the adult daughter, since a person will not abandon something from which he will benefit, such as the kedushin money, nor a mitzvah, which is incumbent upon him. Daf Nun Beis, so the Simur Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond-studded kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, which reminds us, Rav said we can infer four laws from the previous Mishnah Daf Nun Amud Beis, including Kitcha Begezel in Mekadeshes. If one is Mekadesh, a woman with stolen goods, she's not married, afil Begezel Dida, even with stolen goods, which are hers. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with the diamond-studded kippah who had just come out of class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, witness the brewer tells him point that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadosh a woman, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident which a brewer was Mekadosh a woman with date remnants belonging to his employer. When the employer realized, he said, why didn't you give her from the stronger remnants instead? Rav ruled that his comment cannot be interpreted as approval, although it can be regarding Truma. Rav explains regarding the Kedushin that the employer made his comment out of embarrassment not to allow his employee to keep the remnants as opposed to Truma, which he's obligated to separate. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit with a diamond-studded kippah, who had just come out of a class about not using stolen goods for Kedushin, witnessed a brewer tell his employee that he should have used the company's stronger date remnants to be Mekadosh a woman, and that he was wise he didn't use his hektish on the table since it doesn't technically even belong to him, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a Mekadosh Bechelko, one is Mekadosh a woman with his portion of meat from a carbon, whether it's Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kalim, the Kedushin is not valid because the meat is not his personal property and only his to eat. In a Bryce, Rav Yehuda says that Kedushin with carbon meat is valid, and the Gemara explains that both opinions are based on one pasuk. Rav Yochanan said a vote was taken which concluded that such Kedushin is invalid, but Rav says it remains a Machlokas. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simur Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, which reminds us a Brisa derives from a series of drushes that a Kohen can never divide his share of one carbon against another, meaning offering his portion in one carbon in exchange for his fellow's portion in another carbon. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man she's unwilling to accept his kedushin that was unknowingly made use of Maisa Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rav Meir taught that kedushin made unknowing with hektish is invalid, and Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda had said that kedushin made mistaken with Maisa Sheni is invalid, and Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Yaakov reported hearing Rav Yochanan explain that in one of these rulings, the woman would be unwilling to accept kedushin with the item had she known its status, and in the other, both parties are unwilling to affect kedushin with it. However, Rav Yaakov was unsure which was said about which. Rav Yirmiyah suggests that regarding Maisa Sheni, she's unwilling to accept him Yishum Tircha de Orcha because of the effort of the journey to eat it in Yerushalayim, but the man would be willing to use it for Kedushin to acquire a wife easily. Both would be unwilling to use Hektish for Kedushin, thereby causing Hektish to become Chulin through them. Rabbi Yaakov was uncertain because the opposite could be argued. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man that she's unwilling to accept the Kedushin that was unknowingly made using Maisa Sheni money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim. After his first attempt at Kedushin made unknowingly using Hektish failed, with the money remaining Hektish, which reminds us, Rav asked Rav Chista, according to Rabbi Meir, that Kedushin made unknowingly with Hektish is ineffective. Does the money become Chulin through the attempted act of Kedushin? Rav Chista responded, Isha Amos Kadesha, since the woman is not married and the transaction was void, Maus Heoch Yetzu Chulin. How could the money become Chulin? Daf Nun Dalet, so the Simur Daf Nun Dalet is noodle, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef, that must be more in Daf Nun Dalet, noodle. The pasta chef, who thought he was being Mekadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Kedushin made inadvertently with Kasna kahuna, Kohanim's tunics, is valid. Rav explains that they were given to Kohanim to benefit from, because the Torah was not given to ministering angels, since it's impossible to avoid benefiting from the garments after completing their avoda, since the removal requires time, their original Kedushin includes an allowance for unintentional benefit, and they do not become chun. Since they remain hektish, Kedushin made unwittingly with these garments is invalid. Rav Yehuda disagrees and holds that although the unavoidable benefit from the tunics after a vote is permitted, all their benefit is prohibited and does render them chulin. Therefore, he holds Kedushin made mistakenly with them is valid. So the pastor chef, who thought he was being Mekadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Kamravai vineyard that was roped off in the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, which reminds us that more brings the Malkokas of Kamravai is Mamun Gavoa and thereby not subject to Peret and Olelos. So the pastor chef, who thought he was being Mekadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Kamravai vineyard that was roped off in the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, where one was redeeming his friend's Maisusheni at the same lower price as when he did Meshicha with it, which reminds us, a mission is presented supporting Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maisusheni is considered the grower's personal property. Mashal Chamenu Maisu himself, one drew the Maisusheni of his friend near to acquire it while it was worth a sella, but didn't manage to redeem it and simultaneously pay for it until it was worth two. He pays his friend a sella and profits a sella because he acquired it at the time of Meshicha and the Maisu is his. The Gemara concedes that this anonymous mission follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maisusheni is personal property, but the Lacha follows Rabbi Meir that it's Mamun Gavoh because an anonymous Mishnah in Adius, the most authoritative Masechta, follows his opinion. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to be Malkokas if Kedushin made inadvertently with a Kohen's tunic is valid? That's on daf Nundalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf to be when one is Mekadosh two sisters simultaneously, neither Kedushin is effective since Kol Sheinu Bezer Chazer Afil Babasach Haseinu? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 3. Which of the one that there is Me'ila after Me'ila with a clay sharis? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 4. Which of the one, if one married off one of his two daughters, we assume that it's the minor daughter because a person will not abandon something from which he'll benefit, nor he'll abandon a mitzvah. That's on daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which of the one, a hektish that was unknowingly used for Kedushin is not effective and it remains hektish? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss? What is done when an animal, which is valid to be used as a carbon, is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 7. Which of the when a man cannot retract the sale of his possessions when he's prevented from going to Eretz Yisrael because Dvarim Shebalei Ve'enim Dvarim? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 8. Which of them, according to one opinion, a goat within its first year that is found is treated like a chatas and is put in a kippah to die on its own? That's on daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 9. Which of them, when the Kohanim are not allowed to exchange portions in their offerings? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which of them, when the one can declare half a kernel of grain? Meister. That's on daf Nun Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhoff from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.